them becoming aware, you know, of their body postures, of their moods, of their feelings. You know, most of us spend so much time outside of ourselves. You know, we're working while we're eating our lunch while we're working. We're watching television. We're outside. So many times when we ask someone, what's your mood, they can't connect with the mood because they're not connected with their body. So awareness is one of those skills that we also teach to help along all the behaviors that we're doing. It's kind of like a key piece to learn, a skill to learn is that awareness so that we can begin to be aware. If we're not aware, all those behaviors that we've been practicing over years feel so automatic, like they feel that that's, quote, reality or that's the way I am rather than that's the way I'm behaving. With awareness, then, they can begin to see that they're doing something, not about judging themselves, just simply by noticing, and then they have the freedom in that moment to do it differently. Without awareness, you're stuck doing the automatic things that we've been practicing for so many years.
Incredible. I mean, really so needed, and it's such a niche, it seems, as though people just overlook it, but it's so incredibly needed.
Mm-hmm. And to be in the here and now. And we do it by going through your awareness of your feet for a few minutes, just noticing that you can let thoughts come and let them go. That
mm-hmm.
Then focusing on your hands and then focusing on your breathing. And with each of these, it's just a matter of allowing yourself to let the thoughts come, notice them, but not get involved with them. So someone may be going through the process, and they may remember something that someone said to them today that bothered them. And the difference would be if I can just let it go and come back to my hands, my feet, my breathing, versus, and they shouldn't have said that, and I should have said this, and how could they dare do that, you know, and they get involved with it. So it's just a practice again. It's not about doing it right or wrong. It's like this is where you are. What you want to do is to develop the skill to let it go.
I see. That could be very bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. An awful lot of people find it relaxing, and we tell them that's great. However, it's really about letting those distractions, whether they're thoughts, feelings, or physical sensations, fade to the background. And what it does is it helps us become more aware of our bodies, as we said, so that we can practice some of these other skills. But it also it gives us the skill to let things go. So when we're in our interacting in the world, we're not necessarily being triggered in the same way. We can reduce the impact.
Right, and then we can communicate a little bit more sensitively, and if we kind of stop taking the blame off of others and we're more relaxed, that feeling or energy kind of gets transferred to the other party that you might have to talk to.
Right.